real issues. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2. Today is August 5th. It's 3:06 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So far, the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Seth, you want to start?
Seth Robertson, Board Secretary Clerk.
Holton Hunsaker, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, board, we have the board meeting minutes from May 6th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up?
I reviewed them. I have no comment. I would make the motion to approve board meeting minutes held May 6, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second that. No further comment from me as well.
Great, thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, second quarter financials, David.
Right, thank you. so for Rome Public Infrastructure District, starting the balance sheet in the general fund, we have $49,700 in the checking account. We have accounts payable of $7,592. In the debt service fund, we have also the split of in the checking account, 9,826, which is the property tax received there. And then bond fund, 645, surplus fund, 458,000. Pledged revenue 251,000. We have due from other districts $970 and receivable from the county treasurer of $8,639. And then deferred property taxes also of that $8,639. In the general fund, we have had expenditures $16,604 of for the year, and that's from the budgeted 54,000. So we're still well under the budget so far. We're slightly over on the accounting side for the like a midpoint, and so we're watching those to make sure we're staying in line going forward, and we so that we stay under budget for the entire year. We've had transfers from other funds $54,122, and it gives us an ending fund balance of $42,191. In the debt service fund, we've had property taxes to for the year of $13,157. We've had interest income $11,384 and intergovernmental revenues of $13,303.
What is the intergovernmental revenues? Is that from it to?
Yes, that's correct. So the property taxes that are collected from PID 2, they become the expenses and they get transferred over to PID 1 and are revenues to PID 1.
So PID 2's had more property taxes than PID 1. Is that what I'm reading that right?
For the current year, yes.
And that's not.
PID 1 collected more in November, December timeframe last year, or excuse me, November through February. Sorry.
That's not necessarily true. It's just the timing of when the dollars get received.
Correct. So
Okay.
after anything received after, well, 60 days after year end has to be classified as deferred revenues. And so we have it as a receivable from the county, and then that was what we saw, the 8,000 still receivable and deferred property taxes. And then once that gets received, it gets reclassed from a receivable to just the cash received, and we reclass the deferred revenues to actual revenues. So that's what those are, the actual received amounts. So I don't know if that confused you any more than I probably didn't explain it very well. Let me know
No
if I
problem.
didn't do
No
a good
problem. Go
job.
ahead and continue.
Okay. Bond interest, we've added $221,000 of what we budgeted for the payment, and we've had transfers to other funds $54,122. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $721,160. And that is everything there. With that, let's open up to questions, or if you want to look at anything in more in depth.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have District 2 financials? Okay.
Okay,
Let's go through
so
those.
District 2, let's go to the balance sheet. We have the checking account, the $970, $171, and that's what we saw as the due from in PID 1. And that's due to other districts there of the 970.65. And the debt service fund, we have property taxes of $14.75, interest income $3.08. We've had intergovernmental expenditures 13. Oh, so I apologize. This was actually what was sitting in the account that got transferred over. So when that got transferred over, that's when we recorded it as the expenditure. So I misspoke to that now that I remember that more correctly. And we've had $45 of banking fees. So we have an ending fund balance $0. And that's PID number two. Any questions here?
No, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to accept second quarter financial statements as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Let me find share screen. All right, so the 23 audit came back. I just came down here. This is probably the important page. Just shows no material weaknesses, no significant deficiencies, and we were in compliance with everything. So came back clean, no issues. So, you guys have any questions about it? I think I sent it out to you guys. So,
No, I'd like to thank you, Michael. I'll make a motion to accept the 2023 audit as presented.
thanks, Seth.
I'll second that too.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Just as it relates to our other board meetings we've had recently with that redemption period, I just would like to clarify that if it's true, it's just that redemption prepayment is only applicable to refinancing if the same applies to this PID, and maybe now that I know that previously we were making decisions of not prepaying that bond debt down and delaying that to the residents taking over the board, but if we don't have that prepayment penalty, or if that prepayment penalty doesn't apply, we may want to reconsider that. So if you just would look into that, Michael, as we look at it with our other boards.
Okay, the only thing that might be a hiccup for us is we have the limited GO bonds. So those are tied to property taxes. So they might have a different redemption clause because they're not assessments. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
So,
I guess that's my point. I'd like you to
yeah.
look at that to verify
Yep.
if this is a if those clauses are applying the same way with this as a PID and it's tax bonds as opposed or tax payments as opposed to assessments.
Okay. Yep. I'll talk to Matt about it. Okay.
There's no other items. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, unanimous. Okay.